We've been doing Clubhouse
Without
Radio
a doubt. Thank you guys so much. It's not possible without you.
Yeah. ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. The Youth Clubhouse is open and available. We're there pretty much Monday to Saturday. We're mostly open after school around 3 to 7. So come by. Check us out. Send somebody down who might need support. And it would be awesome to have you. So just so you know, if you come to the clubhouse, you've got a friend in us.
Hi, this is Chris France of Talking Heads, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Accra.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Monday, February 22nd, you'll hear all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM, including at 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show. We'll hear from Victor Devalia, part of the Climate Coalition.
A spirit of meekness and a spirit of Christ-like love. There's chaos and calamity in the world, and there's so much hurt and distrust. When police are killed, we need to say something. When black boys are killed, we need to say something. And when we don't say something, we're saying something. We have the spirit of redemption when we speak. At our concerts and our churches, I beg of you, let's ask the people that we are accountable to stand in front of to pray with us for healing.
We all bleed the same. We're more beautiful when we come together. We all bleed the same. So tell me why.
Woke up today, another headline, another innocent life is taken in the name of hatred. So hard to take, and if we think that it's all good, then we're mistaken, 'cause my heart is breaking.
Tell it, DC.
Are you left, are you right, pointing fingers, taking sides?
Tell me why we're done.
said only love can drive out all the darkness. What are we fighting for? Yeah, we were made to carry one another. We were made for more. We all bleed the same. We all bleed the same. We're more beautiful when we come together. We all bleed the same. We all bleed the same. So tell me why. Tell me why we're divided. If we're gonna fight, let's fight for each other. If we're gonna shout, let love be the cry. We all bleed the same. We all bleed the same. Let's stand united. Let's stand united.
So Father God, I pray that our families will come together right now and seek your face. You will forgive our sins and you'll heal our incredible land. In the name of the only Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Praise the Lord and good morning, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I'm here with our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Martin Randall of Martin AV Services. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I am well. I am well. It took me a minute to grab the mic. All is well over here.
Amen. Well, we thank God for that good news. So praise the Lord, all you bright siders. Welcome, welcome. We are on February 21st. You know, this is so funny. When I was working in corporate America, January 21st, I'd start doing the countdown. My birthday is on the 21st day of a month of the year, and I would count down every month so that by the time my birthday came, I'd get all these cards and gifts, and they'd have a cake at my desk, and I'd have the biggest celebrations. Praise the Lord. So happy February 21st, everybody. And God bless you. So glad that you could join us today. So I missed it. I dropped the ball, beloved. Last week, Thursday, was Acts of Kindness Day. And Friday was Caregivers Day. And I forgot to give y'all a heads up about that. But I hope you had opportunity to do some random acts of kindness and to share some love, show some love to caregivers. Praise the Lord. Amen. Where would we be? Our caregivers, and I'm praying for all you caregivers out there. Be encouraged. Look to God for your help and your strength. Nobody knows and understands like God does. And He's able to make a way where there seems to be no way. Amen. So for all of us baby boomers who are caring for our elderly, elder parents, or elder family members, snaps and claps to all of us. Snaps and claps and much love to you. Well, we're here to do what we do. And what do? We bring music to you with music that is for a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, beloved, we want to bless you and bless you up. We all bleed the same. Lord, have mercy. When are we going to get that message through our thick skulls in this world today? We all bleed the same. Who was that that said, was it Shakespeare? If you prick me, do I not bleed? Amen. Some people want to prick you and leave you bleeding on the street and want you to say, thank you. Thank you for pricking me. That's not what this is about, beloved. No, but we do all bleed the same. And that was our friend, our lady friend in my head, Mandisa, featuring Kirk Franklin and Toby Mac. We have more music coming up. No weapon formed against you will prosper. It just won't work. That's word of God. Amen. And it's true. All right. He'll make it work out together for your good. Whatever the enemy means for your harm, just hang in and don't quit in the dip. We also have Overcomer, a new version of Overcomer by Patrick Ritter and Divine Worship. Fixed Fight by Jabari Johnson. He was a guest in my home church's worship service last Sunday, and said, "Oh my God, I love this! I have to share this with our Brightside family." And here he is, going to be here for you by audio, by the magic of radio, Mr. Jabari Johnson with Fixed Fight. You did more than I ever expected. Judah Band, free. You know that commercial? Free, 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 free. Well, BB turned it into a song. Free by BB Winans, Forever by DeMarcus Kelly. And after that, I'll be back with a spiritual social commentary for today. We have six songs back to back, 29 minutes, uninterrupted music. And here we go. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Fred Hammond and Radical for Christ. Let's go.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Say no weapon. put your hands like this, come on. Got your hands like this, come on. Everybody put your hands like this, come on. Got your hands like this, come on. Everybody put your hands like this, come on. Got your hands like this, come on. Everybody put your hands like this, come on. Check this out. 1 John 5:4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. We come to party, y'all. Put your hands like this, come on. Put your hands like this, come on, y'all. Put your hands like this, come on. DW, hit it right here. Say,
we overcome.
Yeah, he's defeated.
He's defeated.
He's under our feet.
He's under our feet.
Say it again.
We overcome.
Yeah, he's defeated.
He's defeated.
Yeah.
He's under our feet.
Thanks be.
Thanks be to God.
Oh.
Who called us to triumph.
I like this part. Listen. He is the one.
He is the one. Who gives us victory.
Oh. Put your hands together. Come on. Everybody just celebrate like this. Just clap your hands like this. Come on. Ow. Yeah.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is Where There Is a Bright Side. You're listening to There's a Bright Side somewhere right here with me on WGXC. And this is the Judah Band, You did more than I ever expected. Coming up after that is Free Free by BB Winans, Forever by DeMarcus Kelly. And then I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
His word, I can do all things if you're not a- the same, sing along with me. Raise your voice and scream. Yeah. I'm telling everyone I see. Everyone that I am. Baby. Yeah. Oh. Telling everyone I see. I'm free. To the one the sun is making. He's making me. Don't have to walk
the way I used to walk.
Don't have to talk
the way I used to talk.
If anybody asks
what happened to me,
just tell them I'm free.
You'll always
and the praise God, and the worship God, and the praise God. Hallelujah. I won't stop forever and ever and ever. I'm going to keep on praising God. Lord, if you feel like if you out there feel like I feel, I wish you right where you are, you put your hands together and give God some praise. Give God a clap offering. Give him a shout out. Say something. Hallelujah. Because God has been good to us, beloved. Some of us know, hallelujah, where we would have been, could have been, if God hadn't stepped in. Amen, somebody. And not only did he do it once, but he did it again and again and again and again. Well, thank you, God. Hallelujah. You don't have to, but you do. You didn't have to, and you did. And we're so glad about it. Thank you, Jesus. Well, beloved, I'm back. Yes, I'm here. And since it's still Black History Month, praise the Lord. And since we have these color line demarcations, yes, I'm a Black woman in America, and glad about it. Praise the Lord. So I want to talk a little bit about, you know, Black History Month once again, and just give some spiritual commentary about the issue of this in our society. And Lord, and help me to share what I want to share. You know, beloved, I tell you, we hear a lot of talk about the great threats to the American democracy, the attack on voter rights as the great threat to our democracy. You know, the move towards having more a distribution of wealth, and some people, you know, holler with a dog whistle, socialism, right, and communism. As great threats to our democracy. Some think that the Russians and the Chinese and their arms buildup is the great threat to our democracy. But I was thinking about, you know, today and what I wanted to say and what God would have me to say. And what came to my mind was that the greatest threat indeed to our democracy is racism. And not just that it exists, but this attitude of rebellion towards God in our refusal to renounce power, repent of its sins, and recognize the reign of terror and the path of destruction it has forged, not only on the Black community and not only within the boundaries and borders of our nation, but even globally. In 1950, 70 years ago, beloved, according to the New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary, an article that I saw there, the writer said that Billy Graham, the great world-renowned evangelist of the 20th century, he did what was considered unthinkable. In 1952, at a Jackson, Mississippi crusade, he removed the red segregation rope. Writer said that was unthinkable. In 1965, 13 years later, he addressed another crusade. And the topic was God and the color of man's skin. He brought to the attention of his audience two scriptures among many others that referenced that the presence of Black people in the scripture. He directed their attention to a scripture in Jeremiah chapter 13 and 23, where it says that can an Ethiopian change his skin or a leopard their spots? He referred them to Acts chapter 8 and 26, and he talks about how God sent Philip to this gentleman who was in a caravan, and he sent Philip to him to break down to him the scriptures that he was reading. He was part of a delegation sent out from Ethiopia to Jerusalem for the celebration of the worship of that season, the high holy day of that season. And on way back returning to Ethiopia, it's referenced that he was in his vehicle of the time reading the Old Testament. The New Testament hadn't been written yet. And he asked of Philip, who was this particular scripture speaking of? And Philip breaks down the story of Jesus Christ. The scripture clearly states that he was under the rule of a monarch who was a queen, king of Ethiopia. In the other scriptures of the Bible, we hear about the Queen of Sheba, also out of Africa, who came to visit Solomon and bought him luxurious gifts. We read in the scriptures, beloved, that there were rulers in Africa, there was literacy in Africa, that there was even the knowledge of God in Africa, and the knowledge of Jesus Christ that had come to Africa. Yet, because of racism, we were indoctrinated that Africans were heathens. We were indoctrinated that God sent missionaries or colonialists into Africa to convert the heathens into Christianity. The oldest church that remains is the Coptic church that is in Ethiopia. Beloved, the remarks that Billy Graham made in 1965, the gesture that he made in 1952, we hope and think that 70 years later, 60 plus years later, we would not still be having this conversation. I respect what Billy Graham did and attempted to do. And in Sunday morning quarterbacking, you know, and what's interesting to me about that, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking is that usually it's people that are on the sidelines and not on the fields that have so much to say. So I really want to, you know, get into that. Could have done more. He should have done more. I respect what he did. But since we're here today, still having this conversation, still dealing with this issue, even after the segregation laws that were desegregation laws that were passed, even after our neighborhoods have become more or less integrated, our schools have become more or less integrated, our workspaces have become more and less integrated, we have not eradicated this race issue. The election of a black skinned man from a racially mixed union did not propel past the point of this racial divide and this conversation. And so in my Sunday morning quarterback, I submit, and my position is that racism is not just about legislation, but it is an evil that was introduced, an evil that has a spiritual context, a spiritual root. And as Billy Graham said, the way we would overcome it is with a spiritual awakening, a spiritual awakening that God created humankind in God's own image and likeness, and that we have the same blood running through our veins. Not that we have the same blood running through our veins, but we have the same point of origin. Not only do we have the same point of origin, but we all have the same destiny. We all are going to go back to the ground that gave us. We all bleed the same. The greatest threat to our democracy is our refusal to understand that racism is evil. It's a rebellion towards God. It's a refusal to renounce this power, this stronghold that racism has had on this nation and indeed through the world, that it has been commercialized and it has been legalized and it has been internalized. And until we are willing to look at those effects and that impact with open minds and open hearts and understand this power and renounce it and repent of the sins that we have been afflicted by, afflicted and afflicted upon others, till we do the work, retraining our minds, retraining our brains, retraining the way we think. Until we do that work, until we can honestly recognize the terror and the paths of destruction it has forged. In January, a young man delivering packages in Mississippi for FedEx was shot at by white men in a white truck for delivering packages in a neighborhood they didn't think he belonged. The law enforcement agencies there were very slow to act and unwilling to give the proper charges for this attempted murder on his life. The only thing that saved his life, beloved, was that there were packages in the truck that absorbed those bullets. Beloved, it's an evil. It's not about white supremacy. It's an evil that has been unleashed and operating undetected and then sometimes protected. But I believe, because I'm a perpetual optimist, that God ain't finished with us yet. And indeed, the whole of creation moans and groans, waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. Let us stand up, step up, speak up. Let us stop this power that has come to kill, steal, and destroy. I believe that Jesus has given us an answer when he said the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, your neighbor as yourself. You can't condone somebody shooting at a FedEx truck and delivering packages in a white neighborhood. I believe Jesus Christ has given us a direction and a directive. Love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Gives us pause to think, what are we going to say? What are we going to do? How are we going to act? How are we going to move? And when we think, put ourselves in our neighbor's shoes. Beloved, that's all I got for you today. I pray that it helps us along the way fight the good fight of faith and overcome this power of evil called racism. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. I got more music. This one says God made it beautiful. Listen, I am a perpetual optimist. We've come far. We still got a ways to go, but God can make it beautiful. Let us hear from Jason Claiborne featuring the Daria Raymore. And yeah, God make it beautiful.
Whatever you're going through right now, just know that God can turn it around for you. He'll make that situation. Down for the count, thought it was over, my time's run out, but then you stepped in, took the story and changed the end. I thought it was ashes, but God made it beautiful. It looked like ashes. God made it beautiful. Was right there.
Yes, beloved, God can make it beautiful. I know there might be somebody out there listening to the sound of my voice who would want to say, I don't know about that. I'm in a really rough place. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I don't know how I'm going to get my joy back. I don't know how I'm going to get my peace back. I've suffered some losses that will never come back. But, beloved, just don't quit in the dip. All right, you hang in there. You hang in there. God has shown himself faithful over and over again. Shown himself faithful. Look, he ain't finished with America yet, and he's not finished with you yet. All right? Every day that you wake up, there is another opportunity. God can make it beautiful. Look what he's done for us here in America. What could have destroyed us, he has used it to make us strong. I pray for you. I pray that you stay encouraged. Listen, I want to say happy birthday to all of you February birthdays. And that's God's way of saying, keep on trucking. Don't give up. Don't quit in the dip. I hope you have a happy birthday month. And I'll see you all next month or be talking to you. I'll be back next month. It'll be here sooner than we think. God's tarrying, coming and calling. I'll be here where there's a bright side right here on WGXC with me, Pastor Kim, Overcoming Ministries, and my audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin. We have one more song for you. Too good to not believe. That's what I say, God. You are too good not to believe. Don't quit in the dip, beloved. God bless you. Till we speak again.
Jesus, it's you.